26 minutes after 8 o'clock, this is the Karima Brown Show. You are listening to 702. Now, former South African Airways Board Chair Cheryl Carolus has told the State Capture Commission that former Public Enterprises Minister Malusi Gigaba allowed people outside of government to pressurize the local airline to drop its route to Mumbai. She says this decision was to allow the Gupta-linked Jet Airways to take over the route. Carolus was board chair between 2009 and 2012. She testified at the commission today. She also told the commission that when she and her board members got to SAA in 2009, they found numerous violations of the Public Finance Management Act, the procurement processes, and tender processes. Joining me now briefly to reflect on Mrs. Carolus's testimony and what she had to say is Lumkile Monde. He's an economist and senior lecturer at Wits School of Economic and Business Science. Lumkile Monde, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, Karima, and to listeners.
Now, of course, Ms. Carolus' testimony comes hot on the heels of Mr. Nwankwo Ramatlodi that put President Jacob Zuma front and center of the state capture report. And according to the academic report that you were part of, Mr. Malusi Gigaba, when he was minister, was called the big enabler. He was the one who actually put these boards together that allowed Gupta-linked businesses to find, you know, lucrative deals with these SOEs. Before we go into the merits of the stuff, let's first listen to a clip by Cheryl Carolus where she talks about, you know, just the way in which the board was incompetent and, you know, the fact that there were already threats that the minister, Minister Gigaba, was going to act in quite a heavy-handed manner.
One of the directors, Mr. Jabulani Ndlovu, was called by a Mr. George Sabelo, who's a lawyer, to his office. And in their discussion, Mr. Sabelo pointed out to him that was he aware of the fact that the South African board was clearly an incompetent crowd of people, that we were way too big for our boots, that I, in particular, had the audacity to consider myself to be the minister's political superior, this mistaken impression that I was in fact the minister's political superior, and that in fact the CEO herself was a particularly incompetent person who was only accountable to herself and conducted herself as such. And he then concluded this bit of conversation with Mr. Ndlovu by saying, well, as the minister was going to sort the whole lot of us out for this sort of inappropriate big for our boots and lack of accountability to ourselves.
That is, of course, Cheryl Carolus, previous SAA board chair. Now, in terms of the political seniority, for those of you who are not familiar with the African National Congress, Cheryl Carolus was at one point the deputy secretary general of the African National Congress, and of course is a lot older than Malusi Gigaba. So in some way, she does have that seniority, whether she regards herself as such or not. But Mr. Monde, let's look at the pattern of state capture and particularly how it manifests at SAA. So we know that from your academic studies, what would happen is that the boards would be leaned on to try and do the bidding of the Guptas. And if they weren't compliant, they would then be started to be pressurized. Was this the beginning of the breakdown of the relationship between the board and the minister? Because there was a deliberate, you know, path that was set out that wasn't going to be able to bring the two together.
Karima, this is really, today's testimony by Ms. Carolus was telling around the former minister, Mr. Gigaba's role in public enterprises, particularly just after Barbara had left, because she had refused to draw the line.
Mm.
So it is very, very clear that the continuous denials by him that, you know, was trying to do his job, that he was used and facilitated the whole destruction of the capability which South African leaders today have lost in the technical, on the technical side of the business, but more importantly also in terms of being a very serious player, given that one of the oldest airliners in the world. That position SAA has lost, and hence it's in deep financial trouble because of the facilitation by Mr. Kikaba, when he should have done something about it. He facilitated and eventually for the mess that we have at South African Airways.
Now, a lot of people watching the commission today, Mr. Mondi, would have been completely astounded when Cheryl Carolus spoke of a meeting where she basically waited for 3 hours for someone that the minister wanted them to meet. Let's take a listen quickly to what she had to say.
He calls for a meeting with myself and the CEO to discuss this route. And then in my stead, I sent the chairperson of the audit committee, the late Zakhele Sithole, to in fact accompany Ms. Mzimela. Ms. Mzimela sent a document ahead to in fact explain. We knew it was going to be the Mumbai route. She sent that ahead to the minister, and they did that. The one thing which struck me, and I think them at the time, that was quite extraordinary. The Minister Kikaba tells them that he is expecting some more people. Not an unusual thing. They wait. Minister Kikaba is there, his deputy is there, and then Mr. Mahlangu is also in the meeting. And they then proceed to sit and wait for these unidentified people. The minister doesn't share who they are, and they wait for 3 hours. So when they arrived, there were two gentlemen, apparently, one of whom was the president of Jet Airways and another person from Jet Airways. And then the minister apparently just took a back seat, and the entire discussion was led by the president of Jet Airways, who was quite discourteous to Ms. Mzimela and started to interrogate her about why South African Airways was not getting off the route. And that they should be getting off the route. So SAA would consider all reasonable proposals that made business sense to us and that in fact followed our due processes. So whatever proposals they have, they should do that. And the minister urged us all, them all, to find one another that they should do this.
Now, Mr. Mondi, this is a clear indication of just exactly how Mr. Kikaba enabled these individuals. We know that Jet Airlines was a competitor to SAA. They wanted the Mumbai route cancelled because they wanted dominance. It's a route that was always 80% booked. Many people have argued that often it was overbooked, so there wasn't a problem necessarily with the fact that the route was doing very, very badly. Sure, they could have improved, but why would a minister allow the opposition of a company that he is the shareholder of to pressurize his executives in dropping a route?
But remember, Karima, that a number in our report, we make it very, very clear that, you know, Malusi and many others basically sold our country. Our country was being stolen by various interest groups willing to the Guptas, but our people being the facilitators. So when Cheryl this afternoon, today, was saying, "I want my country back," what she meant was basically that when our institutions, such as South African Airways, where in our country, because they represent us, they're wholly owned by the South African government and by the people of South Africa, when a minister who has taken an oath, an allegiance to the Republic of South Africa, and facilitates the whole loss of capability, of roots and revenue to outsiders, it means basically that there is complete disregard of the oath, but also of the country and national interest. This is what he meant by our country being stolen, because some of our people who have taken an oath and allegiance to the Republic facilitated our country taking away, including our assets. such as South African Airways.
Now, of course, that is the root of why we're having this Commission of Inquiry. The Commission's job is effectively to look at whether Mr. Zuma and his cohorts outsourced the executive functions to the bidding and the willingness of a private family. I interviewed political analyst Vugani Mdee last night, and we know that Mr. Zuma, according to Mr. Nwako Ramatlodi, said that he trusts these people because they were the ones who helped him and they gave his children jobs when they were down and out. But Vugani said that that explanation alone doesn't explain the extent to which the Guptas had a hold over Mr. Zuma. What is your view, Mr. Mondi, having looked at the phenomena, having spoken to the individuals that were bullied and concerned and sometimes worked out of their job? What do you think was the driving force that could get the Guptas to leave, to get the president to leave whatever he was busy with and attend to their needs exclusively?
I think, Karim Maria, the whole challenge had to do with us not understanding our constitutional responsibility. I think when people take the oath, they, as in fact, the head of the constitutional court made it very clear when the new cohort was coming in after the departure of President Zuma, that this constitution should be understood. It must just, it must not just read and not internalize it and live by what the constitution says. So I think Mr. Zuma, for him, these are his friends, and therefore his friends can do whatever they want. And he just support given his position. So I don't think in his way was suited. He understood the depths and how he really deserved his constitutional responsibility to the Guptas without necessarily looking at the consequences that the country had already been stolen by the Guptas. They were calling short about how our SOEs were operating, including, arguably, some of our...
Mr. Mondi, are you with us? We're going to try and get Mr. Mondi back. In the meantime, let's take a listen to Ms. Cheryl Carolus speaking about how peculiar they found it that the minister who was the shareholder was determined that SAA find some accommodation with their competitor.
Quite peculiar and puzzling at the time, and I can really say this, that it was just peculiar that the minister is our shareholder. If you own a business, you know, he was our shareholder, and he seemed to be quite persistent in to assist Jet Airways and SAA to find one another. When you're competing with a competitor, you're competing. And as a shareholder, you're actually not about to help the other side.
Yeah.
And it's clear that the minister is in conversation with Jet Airways in a way that he's not with us.
That is, of course, the most logical thing that most people would have asked today. Why would the shareholder not back his own company? Why would he want to cede control or even give competitive advantage to a competitor? And of course, the answer is clear. These people were linked to the Guptas. And of course, Mr. Gigaba stands accused of enabling the Guptas to access our state-owned companies and to loot them for their private benefit and for the benefit of President Jacob Zuma and his family. Mr. Mondi, you know, you spoke about the fact that Mr. Zuma didn't perhaps understand fully the constitutional implications of selling the country. How about just being motivated by money? How about the fact that he was becoming an incredibly rich man and so was his family through assisting these people in these deals?
Well, Karima, this really has been what you've noticed in the post 1994 democracy, that the values that have defined the liberation movement. And we're not unique. I think this is a pattern that we saw in the post-colonial African context, that those that fought for the people, they only, when they are in power, they all claim that they didn't fight to be poor. Therefore, this is a time, this is a time to fill their stomach. So that phenomenon, that behavior should have been expected. I think what many of us didn't expect was the extent at which it will lead to destruction of institutions and capability. And once you destroy the institution and capability, it's very difficult to build. We know today that because of South Africans, there are always problems, that the whole aviation industry, whether it's suppliers of parts, it's other services that are linked to historically to South African Airways, most of those firms have folded because SAA was not preparing new planes. Therefore, it is that destruction of those opportunities and those engineers that we have lost to other countries because SAA was destroyed by some of our people who didn't perform as we expected them constitutionally in their responsibility.
Absolutely. Mr. Mondi, I want to play a final clip before we move on to our next interview. Let's take a listen to Ms. Carola saying, giving her reasons for resigning finally, and the fact that she was simply not going to protect Mr. Gigaba.
I was not going to protect him when he was in fact placing the country and its institutions like SAA at risk. It is quite clear that he has been quite central to a lot of wrongdoing in many of the state-owned enterprises.
Now, of course, this is nothing new. This has been said over and over, but more than said, it's been proven. For example, the appointment of Indian nationals to the SAA board without even knowing who they are, the same to Transnet, the same set of characters like Mr. Anoj Singh, Mr. Brian Mulefi, Mr. Salim Issa being moved from one SOE to the next. All, of course, signed off by Mr. Malusi Gigaba. Now, he has fallen on his sword. He's no longer in the cabinet. Do you think he's going to want to cross-question any of these witnesses, or do you think he's going to try and give the commission a wide berth? Will Justice Zondo will have to summon him to come?
I think it's in his interest to come forward before being summoned. I think there is so much that he needs to answer to. Remember, Karima, that even in Parliament, the fact that he had misled and lied to the judge, he was supposed to have really accounted to Parliament, but suddenly resigned. So there's so much stuff hanging around Mr. Gigaba. I think if I was him, I'll apply to go and appear so that I can put my side of the story. But at the moment, he is at the center of being one of the leading facilitators of state capture and stealing of our country. And that's why I think it is very, very clear to us that those slowly were able now to connect those dots, and they're slowly becoming not dots now, lines of saying, oh, Zuma sat on top, and then who was below him? Malusi Gigaba. So slowly the puzzle is coming together, and hopefully that at the end of it, we'll be able to come to some conclusion as to where we can profit it, so that those that broke the law can account for their errors.
Absolutely. That is where we will leave it. Thank you very much to economist and senior lecturer at the Wits School of Economic and Business Sciences, Mr. Lumkile Monde.